to Your Good Health Radio, brought to you by Choose for Health. Here are Melanie Cole, MS, and your host, Dr. David Friedman.
According to the Academy of Dermatology, acne is the most common skin disorder in the United States, affecting millions nationwide. Acne can be caused from anything from hormones, stress, to unhealthy eating. Our next guest is a master esthetician and owner of Crystal Clear Acne Clinic, located in Fredericksburg, Virginia. Here to give us tips on reducing and eliminating acne, welcome to the show, Crystal Wellman. Here's Dr. David Friedman.
Hello, Crystal. Welcome to the show.
Hi there. Thank you so much for having me.
Oh, great having you. This is an interesting topic because at one point it's probably affected every single person listening right now. And like most teenagers, I had a bad case of acne, but as an adult, it went away. Why is it that some adults continue to suffer from the skin condition?
Well, it's interesting that you brought that up. Typically for a male, you are going to have acne in your teens, and then it's something that you typically will grow out of, whereas a woman, it's more of a chronic condition for us. So, you know, it's something that we have to live with, unfortunately.
So more common in females, hormone-related, monthly cycle?
Right. Well, it's just the levels of testosterone in our bodies. So for a male, obviously, you're going to have, you know, more surges of testosterone in your younger years. And for a female, because of our cycles and our hormonal fluctuations, it's something that we have to deal with every single month. So it is more of a chronic condition for females.
Now, I've always heard that eating chocolate's been linked to causing acne. Is that a truth or is that a myth?
You know, somewhat of a myth. However, diet does have a lot to do with, you know, acne. Sugar, you know, it can cause inflammation, which can lead to more breakouts, but it's not going to be the cause of the acne.
Not the cause. Now, I know you have a list of acne causes. Some I've never heard of before, like we should avoid fabric softeners. How are they linked to acne?
Well, yeah, it's very interesting. Fabric softeners, and we're talking about liquid or fabric sheets, they tend to contain an ingredient that's very waxy. So it'll coat the skin and can clog that pore. And, you know, when you're thinking about sleeping, your head is up against that pillowcase with that really nice, soft, great-smelling fabric softener, but it's going to cause a problem later on. It's going to cause the pores to become clogged. So, you know, I always tell my clients, let's opt for a dryer ball. You know, there's no chemicals involved. You reuse it over and over. In the long run, you save money as well, so you can't lose there.
That's what, or as kids call them, puffer fish. Is that they look like little puffer fish.
And they're fun to play with. Stress balls.
And one you said that I guess would be big in the summer, you said avoid swimming pools. Why would that be an issue with acne?
Well, that is very interesting. A lot of people don't think about it, but the chemicals that they use to treat the water and keep the water from growing, you know, mold spores and all those sort of things contain a lot of iodides. And iodides will cause irritation in that follicle. Again, it's not going to cause the acne, but if you already have a clogged pore, having that inflammation or irritation introduced into that follicle is just going to make matters worse. So we definitely want to, not that you don't have to swim, definitely it's summertime, go out, have fun, swim, but if you are prone to acne, just bring your cleanser, make sure you cleanse your skin, you know, right after. We do have some clients who are on swim teams, and they do deal with, you know, a lot of chronic acne. So one thing that we recommend for them is to put on a really light coat of a Vaseline type of product, and that just creates a really nice barrier.
That makes sense. And then maybe, or go with the saltwater pools, probably better than the chlorine.
Well, now, saltwater pools, it does sound like it, but sometimes you do have to add some chemicals to that as well. So you definitely want to check into that. Check into what's being added into the pool.
Right. Great information. Now, what about avoiding sport drinks? That's another biggie for the summer. How's that been linked to breakouts?
Again, we're talking about the iodides that they put in there. Sport drinks are great, but if you're acne-prone, just introducing that iodide into the follicle is going to create that inflammation. But like a pool where it's, you know, occurring externally, this is occurring internally. So as we sweat, we are sweating out fluid. We're also sweating out this this drink that is going to increase the amount of iodides in our follicle, which is going to cause that irritation. So, you know, water is always best. And not, you know, we're not saying don't drink these sports drinks at all, but it's all in moderation. You know, definitely drink a lot of water in addition to your sports drinks.
To flush it out, yeah. That makes sense.
Yeah.
What about with certain foods? Does it affect people differently, or are there certain foods that you can say unequivocally, yes, stay away from?
Definitely, you know, again, the iodides, your sushi, your kelp type of foods, but dairy is a huge one, especially if you are acne prone. It's just a huge problem. It creates a lot of inflammation in the skin. You know, there's so many great alternatives for dairy out there now. Where, you know, we have rice milk, coconut milk, and almond mm-hmm. milk, which is absolutely delicious. But, you know, if you're looking for calcium, there's a lot of vegetables that contain a lot of calcium as well. Broccoli is a great one, especially
right.
cooked broccoli. Makes the calcium more available to the body. But per calorie, kale has more calcium than dairy does.
Yeah, that's excellent advice, especially with when you look at
yeah.
milk and the kind of the resemble the color of what's inside of it. So just right away, that makes me
right.
Not
yeah,
to
and you
milk.
Know, I mean, it's just there's a lot of hormones there. So you know, we can still have our cereal, but you know, we want to choose a different type of non-dairy milk.
Exactly. What about I guess females? You mentioned sleeping with makeup. Is that one of the biggest ones that you find?
Well. That is a problem, absolutely. But using the wrong kind of makeup is probably the biggest problem when it comes to cosmetics. You know, we really want to take a good look at what's in that product. Don't get bogged down with what the product says on the front, but know your ingredients. You know, turn that product over to the back, take a really good look at that product, and make sure there's no pork logging ingredients in there. And unfortunately, there's a lot of pork logging ingredients that we have to look for. And on my website, I do have a list of those ingredients mm-hmm. to avoid. So, you know, it's something you can print. You can take it with you to the store. Keep it in your bag. A lot of us women, we don't plan to purchase these products. They're more impulse buys. So I always keep one of those lists tucked in my purse with me.
Yeah, and you have a big, very large list on there. So I think that you put a lot of information.
Unfortunately, it is a really large list.
mm-hmm. Yes, a lot to watch out for.
Yeah, absolutely.
Let me ask you. You know, a lot of people go to their dentist to get their teeth cleaned, car to get their car washed. Why don't people realize the importance of getting their skin professionally cleaned by a licensed esthetician?
You know, I don't know. The thing is, it's viewed by many that it is a luxury, but it's really right. not, especially when you go into the treatments or you're treating a condition like acne. You really want to seek someone who is trained in treating the acne, knowing exactly which products to use. You know, and one thing that I like to focus on is treating the cause of the acne rather than the symptoms. So, you know, seeking professional advice from someone who specializes in acne is just so, so important to getting that condition under control. You know, unfortunately, we can't cure acne, but we can get it under control. You know, and I get people clear every day, and I teach them how to stay clear. And, you know, it's not something that you can just do on your own, unfortunately. You really should
right.
seek the advice of a professional.
People do need it. Excellent.
Such
excellent
great
advice.
Information. Thank you so much. For more information on the Crystal Clear Acne Clinic, visit their website at crystalclearacneclinic.com. This site offers a plethora of information from the best skin products to a list of ingredients on labels that you should be watching out for. And if you missed any of our great information here on To Your Good Health Radio, you can listen anytime on demand or on the go at toyourgoodhealthradio.com. This is Melanie Cole with Dr. David Friedman. Stay tuned and stay well.